Well, every time there are reports in the press of sexual abuse of anyone, so many victims relive it, their own experience. And those of us who have frequent contacts with victims know how deeply hurtful these rehearsals are. The Pope himself acknowledged that when he was in the United States, and he had a chance to speak with victims, but in a way that healed rather than hurt. He was extraordinarily powerful in the pastoral presence he had to those who had been abused in Boston Archdiocese some years before. And that concern wasn't new to any of us who had worked with him since 2001, 2002. It was Pope Benedict who gave us, in different ways, the ability to handle this crisis more quickly and in a way that helps to heal. So we have special norms that are now implemented by the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith that all began when he was the prefect. It enabled us to keep predators out of the priesthood permanently in ways that weren't possible before. And along with that, he encouraged us to reach out to victims, and I think many dioceses, most in this country, have the victims assistance ministry. We've also put in place the protections for children themselves to understand when there is danger for them, and we've hundreds of thousands of adults have been trained to recognize the signs of abuse of children. None of that would have been possible had not the legal permission and the pastoral impetus come from Pope Benedict, particularly that concern for victims and also the great wound that is not only theirs, but that inflicts the whole church, because we are the body of Christ. And so he has spoken, as you know, most dramatically about the filth in the church and the need to purge the priesthood of anyone who has ever done this terrible crime and sin. He's given us the means to do that, and we're grateful to him.
I think even in your statement you talked about, and you've just talked about it now, but when Pope Benedict went to the United States in 2008, and no one was expecting him to meet with victims, survivors of abuse, and it certainly was one of those moments that will be remembered from the United States trip when he did that.
That's certainly true. It was perhaps the most touching moment of his entire visit. The rest was planned and went off very well because he has a commanding pastoral presence. He's very humble and yet very powerful. And to put this in a way that respected them, so that it was done at the very end in order to respect the privacy, and yet to put it right in the middle of a very busy schedule meant how important it was to him. And he spoke to it as well when he spoke to the American bishops.
We see situations in Ireland and in other countries now. They're going through situations very much what happened in the United States back, you were talking about 2001, 2002. Do you find that it has been many lessons learned where other countries now are going through this crisis?
Well, I believe we have learned some lessons. The concern was always there, but the ability to make it operative wasn't as effective as it should have been. Now I believe it is more effective, but you know, this will remain with us as long as victims are alive, because the effects on victims are long-lasting, and we shouldn't think that we can put this simply behind us. What we have to do is to see to it that the way of handling it is done well, and I think we've learned some lessons there, and perhaps others can do so as well. We also have to use the civil authorities, and we've done that for many decades in this country, and perhaps that wasn't done as effectively in other countries. So it's a social problem, as the Germans have said very clearly, and therefore the whole society has to address it, because the incidences of sexual abuse in families and in other institutions are very high, and yet that hasn't been addressed yet. Our hope is that because we have a system in place now that seems to be fairly effective in preventing it, that others might learn from that as well, not only other episcopacies in different countries, but also the society at large. The Germans have spoken well to this, I think.
We're in Holy Week, and this is certainly present in Holy Week. You talk about standing with the Holy Father in prayer for the victims of sexual abuse, for the entire church and throughout the world. As I said, Holy Week, a very important time in the church.
Well, it's a time when we look at the suffering of Christ and recognize it as a sacrifice for our salvation, because it was liberating and it was really willed by him. Now, we have great suffering for everyone, but especially for the victims themselves. And it's through prayer that perhaps some of this will be able to not only heal the individuals, but also be salvific for others. And that's our prayer as we go forward, and I'm sure it's the Pope's prayer as well.